It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley. It's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest, Giants starting pitcher Logan Webb, who had a great start this week at Dodger Stadium, kept the Giants in the game, and allowed them to have one of their dramatic comebacks. And Logan, you watched the game from the clubhouse at Dodger Stadium. What are the emotions like, and what's going through your mind when you're watching a bullpen mow down the Dodgers offense in the lineup, try to come back and get a win for you guys?
It was me and Longo, and then kind of, you know, the bullpen guys try to kind of trickle in, and, you know, it was crazy because none of us really, like, felt out of the game. We all knew something special was going to happen, and then Flo hit his home run, and we all started screaming and high-fiving. It was pretty cool. And then all of us, first thing we thought of was, like, all right, let's get Raj in there. And Raj came in, he did his thing, and you know, we were all super excited. Just as a whole group, it was a lot of fun last night.
Are you superstitious at all when you go back to the clubhouse? Is there something you always do? Is there something that you wait to do until the offense does anything, or are you just locked in on the game right away?
I just, you know, I get some ice, and then usually watch in the training room while I'm icing, and then go to the clubhouse and watch from there. Not superstitious with anything other than really icing.
We did talk on Wednesday night about what it meant to see Tyler Rogers close out that game, and you talked about this is who he's been, this is who he will continue to be. That when you think about the road that he had to go through to get to the major leagues, just how inspiring is the perseverance that he showed, and how happy are you to see him have this type of success?
No, it's the best. I don't know how many guys can do that for that many years, and you know, having a sub-2 and in AAA for I don't know how many even years he did it. And then, you know, it's crazy. I've talked to him about it. It's like his worst year in AAA was honestly probably 2019. And that was his year he got called up. And ever since then, he's been a guy you can just rely on every single night. And, you know, he's thrown a lot of innings for us. And he's going to continue doing that. And the faith in him every time he goes out there is pretty incredible.
He had some really good comments after the game on Wednesday about warming up in the bullpen. He was down there for quite a while as the Giants offense was getting going, and how the Dodgers fans were kind of heckling him warming up. I did something on Wednesday that I've never done in 5 years covering the team, and that was go down and watch your bullpen preparing for a start. It didn't seem like they were heckling you down in the corner, but it does seem like if they wanted to, that can be a very tense situation to warm up in. What's the atmosphere like in these visiting bullpens around the majors when you do have fans peering over you as you get ready for a start?
Honestly, yesterday there were a lot of hecklers, but it was more like when I was warming up in the outfield. Once I started warming up in the bullpen, I think there were more Giants fans honestly watching down there. But I know the first time I threw here, you know, a month and a half, however long that was, they were letting me have it the whole time. And I try to have fun with it. You know, I'll wave at them or do something. And you know, I think they enjoy that too. And usually they shut up kind of after that too. So, but yeah, it's. The atmosphere for these games is pretty awesome, and especially here. And I remember my first experience was probably in Boston in 2019, because I mean they're 3 feet away from you and they're right behind you, and those guys are pretty ruthless. You know, like I said, you try to have fun with it. Honestly, it kind of gets you going, get a little more adrenaline, and I think it's great. I think it's awesome. And I'm sure Raj loved it too.
And this is a stadium that you've now had 3 starts and 3 successful starts in, I believe, and maybe even 4 starts. But very clearly, you've handled the Dodgers well, and that means a lot to Giants fans at Dodger Stadium, because the rivalry means so much to Giants fans. What does it mean to you to have success against this Dodgers team, and what can you do to kind of continue to stay calm in those moments, because these games do matter so much to the fans?
Yeah, I mean, You know, hopefully it's just the first three or four out of many that I pitch against them. So I don't want to jinx anything or anything like that. But it's really fun for me to face this team just because of the guys that they have and the success that they've had. And you know, they're an incredible team. But you know, the way I look at it is we have an incredible team too. And I think having the confidence of the team behind me helps me pitch in these games.
Talking with Giants pitcher Logan Webb here on Talking Baseball Giants pregame show. Logan, after your last start, you came out and opened your postgame press conference with words of condolences for Dick Tidrow, Giants scout, who was responsible in large part for building the pitching infrastructure that led this organization to three World Series titles. What did Dick Tidrow mean to your career, and what was your relationship with Dick like?
I mean, Dick is easily probably the biggest reason why I got drafted by the Giants. You know, it's hard to explain, like, the relationship we had. It was a great relationship. We, you know, at the old minor league complex, or not old, but the soon-to-be old minor league complex, they had that big tower in between field one and two, and every time you're there, you see Dick Tidrow up there, and he'd just be sitting there and in his white sleeve or his white long sleeve shirt and hat, and every single time he was there, I'd walk by, and it's like, you know, he's the jefe, so you don't want to, you're like nervous to talk to him, but every time he'd call me up, and I'm like, shoot, man, like. What I do now, and then I'd go up there and we'd talk for 30 to 45 minutes, just watch baseball, talk baseball, and talk about life and little things that, you know, were, like, he had some weird things that he talked about too, but that was just him, and he's so big for my development and everything that I've done in the minor leagues and with the Giants, and it's just super sad to hear about, and it's just, you know, like I said before, my condolences to his family.
Absolutely. I mean, Dick is responsible in large part for, like we said, building the Tim Lincecum, Matt Cain, Madison Bumgarner rotation that Giants fans know and love and will love forever. And now you're part of the next generation of Giants pitchers coming through the system who have that last tie to Dick Tidrow. What does it mean to be involved in his legacy and to kind of carry on the work that he did for this organization?
It's really cool. I mean, I haven't done nearly as much as some of the, you know, Matt Cain and Lincecum and Bum, and it's cool to be able to say that I was, you know, kind of almost handpicked by Dick Tidrow and be a part of that. And you know, I don't know how many other guys are still with the Giants that were kind of picked by him, and to be able to be here and because of him is really special to me.
Logan, you are the youngest member of this Giants roster, one of the youngest guys on the 40-man roster still, even though you made your major league debut in 2019, yet you wear the Let the Old Guys Play t-shirt pregame. What kind of influence have the veterans had on you? You said that you wear it in support of them. What have they meant to this team and meant to you specifically this season?
They're huge. They've been huge a lot. Every year that I've been here, you know, all these guys have been amazing, and you know, I was lucky to have, you know, Stephen Vogt and some of the guys my first year, and last year having Smiley and TA and you know, Shark, and then this year, you know, you bring in guys like Alex Wood, and you still have guys Longo, Buster, and they're awesome, and they're a huge part of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, those guys are true professionals, and they come to the yard and do things the right way every single day. And but yes, for the shirt, one day I was sitting in my locker and Buster walks up and he's like, "Webby, you got a shirt?" And I was like, "No." He goes, "All right, here's a shirt. You're supporting us." And I was like, "All right." So I've worn it ever since, and so I'm supporting those guys.
I guess you have to do what Buster says in this clubhouse. That makes a lot of sense. One thing that I've found interesting, Logan, is kind of the local connections on this Giants roster. There's a lot of Sacramento area players, not just within the Giants organization, but within the major leagues, and you're out of Rockland High School, kind of in that area, train in Sacramento sometimes. What has that been like for you to kind of be in an organization organization around guys that you grew up playing with and against, Sammy Long, Mauricio Dubon, who were big-time Giants fans growing up and know the history of this organization?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really cool for me to play with those guys. You know, especially I didn't really play with I played against Mauricio, but you know, I played with Sammy a couple times and against him a lot, and being able to be in the Giants organization with those guys, it's awesome. It's awesome because it's just you know, we get to, you know, joke around about high school stories and travel ball stories and all that other stuff, and it's really cool. And you know, we get to play against guys that are also from the area, and it's been cool for us because we all kind of worked out at the same place, you know, a couple years ago. And you know, Carlson and Dom Nunez, JD Davis, those guys. It's fun for us because, you know, there's so many of them that it's like almost every place we go to, we get to say hi and, you know, kind of catch up. And, it's cool for us, and it's cool for the Sacramento area.
Logan Webb, thanks so much for joining us on Talkin' Baseball. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much to Logan for joining us. A lot more coming up next on Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Askey and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 680 The Sports Leader.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.